Christmas is very important. It's not all about presents. It's not all about whatever you want to do. But Christmas is a very, very important day of human race. It's not just to come together, which is good to come together as family and have chats, celebrate Christmas, give gifts, but that's not Christmas. The real Christmas story started way in the beginning when Adam and Eve sinned. Was the first promise of Christmas. And before we get into this short message the Lord has given me, let's rise up and ask the Lord for blessings. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us peace through your Son, Jesus Christ. Not only peace, but you have given him up for us to save us and to bring us back to you again. Lord Jesus, as we celebrate you when you came into this wicked world, and I know for a fact it was in the worst sort of its kind, where evil abounded everywhere, you came and you knew why you came, to save mankind from their sin. Lord Jesus, I ask you that you bless this message, bless the listeners, and I ask you to bless them with your mighty power and spirit. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. First of all, to understand the real meaning of Christmas, you have to go back to where it started and why this promise was given to us. When God created Adam and Eve, you have to remember, he made them perfect. They had no sin. They were infallible, but they still could have made sin because they sinned against God. God made it very clear. He put a tree in the middle of the garden where they took care of it. He said, you may eat the fruit of every tree in here except for one. And the day you eat it, you will surely die. Physical and spiritual, everything. And before that, you have to remember, they were as perfect as God. They talked with God. They walked with God. Where God came every evening in the cool of the day and to have fellowship with them. That has been an awesome, awesome day that they had. Could you imagine being in a heaven, being in paradise, being in such glory, and all of a sudden you sin against God, you're cut off from his presence, you're cut off from everything. There is no hope in you. There is nothing. And you think back to the things what you had and you lost it all. Made one mistake. And God is very serious. When he looked them up at the beginning and said, where are you? They were even hiding. That's what sin does. It will darken your imagination. It will darken everything in your life. You don't see because you are dark. They hid from God. And God always, when there is a mistake and there is a sin, God always has a redemption plan. Always remember, except for one, that's for the devil and his angels. There is no redemption plan for them. When it comes to the human race, God made sure there is a redemption plan for you and for me and for this whole world. And when he promised that, even though through what they did, sin against God and rejected his counsel and his ways of operating and his ways of dealing and his way of the way he told them to live, you have to stay pure before me. They did it anyways. God was not mad at them. Even though they sinned, he had to dispel them from the garden. The devil was cursed. He cursed it and he told them, someday I will send somebody who will bruise your head and bring you down. And that's what we're celebrating this morning, because of Jesus. That's why we have Christmas. That's why the Christian community all over the world celebrates Christmas. Those that know Jesus, they celebrate because of what he did for you and for me. That's why we have Christmas now. That's why it's in a certain day of the year where we come together, we give gifts, which is not a problem. But the thing is, always remember, you have to have in remembrance this, that God does not play and fool around. The first most important thing in your life is to get this baby Jesus born into your heart again. is to get born again by His Spirit. That's why Christmas is given. That's where the start of life is. That's where the start of life is, was Jesus came into this world. That was His start for the human race to come back to God again. That's why He gave Himself to a little baby. Think about little children, young adults, young kids here. You know, remember, Jesus lived your life. He lifted like as ever before when He was born, like you and me did. There was no difference. Only He was the Son of God. But He became flesh. He became that sin that you and me are. He came and lived that sinless life, but He had a sinless life, that sin in Him because of our flesh. He took that flesh upon Him. He was tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. He took that form of a human being upon Himself, being God Almighty, that created everything, that created the whole universe, that created everything you see. You go outside in the night when it's nice and light, you see the handiwork of God. Everything was created by Jesus. God the Father with Jesus Christ. Everything, nothing was made that was not made without Him. Everything was created for His own glory. That's what God is. And when He created you, and when God created a body for Jesus, He put that same body into Him, like you and me. He walked this road on this world to feel what we feel, to go through what you through in every day of life. And in Isaiah 9, 6, I would say, when Isaiah 9, verse 6, He says, "For unto us a child is born." That child was born for you and for me. That's the way God operates. He set up a redemption plan to redeem us again, to bring us back to Him. That's God. That's a great love that He has for us. "Unto us a son is given." That Christmas gift was given to us, not to the world, not to the devil, but to the human fallen race. That's what the present was with God. He gave us this perfect Christmas present. Why? Because He knew if He won't do it, we'll all be spending in the eternal lake of fire forever without coming out. There is no good in a human being that can get him out of the lake of fire. There is nothing in us that can please God. There is nothing that we have that we can come to God and say, "Here I am, I'm doing so much good for you." That doesn't mean nothing to God, because all our righteousness that we do and think we're good are as filthy rags before God. They stink in the nostrils of God. That's why this human race that we're living in, this human body, this inner man, this body that you see is nothing, this will put in the grave or be changed. This has to be changed. We have to be born again. We have to put on the image of Christ. We have to let Jesus be born in our hearts and in our lives. Otherwise, we will miss everything. That's why it says, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulders." If you come to know and trust Jesus as your Savior, He's a perfect government. He will teach you how to operate if you let Him. He will show you how to do things because He is a perfect government. There is no flaw in Him. "And the government shall be upon His shoulders, and His name shall be called Wonderful and Counselor." He's a wonderful God. He will never be mad at you. He's never mad at you. He's not soon angry, because He loves you and me. He wants you to come to know Him in a real way so that you can have fellowship with Him. He wants you to be born again by His Spirit so that you can give everything you have to Him. Sure, we are human. We will make mistakes. That's not what God looks at. He looks at His finished product that He finished on the cross of Calvary. That's why you need to turn to this salvation. His name shall be a counselor. He's a perfect counselor for all your needs. If you are in trouble, He will counsel you in the right ways of God. He will bring you to light. He will show you what to do. He will steer you in the right direction. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. There is no peace without Jesus. You cannot have peace no matter how you try. The only peace that you can have in your life is to turn to Jesus for salvation. That's when the real peace. You can make a false peace. You can surround yourself in with people and have a good time. But deep down in your soul, there's something missing. You go to bed by night, you're home by yourself, and all of a sudden, you're all there and you are looking into the future. So where will I spend the next million years? What will happen if I die today? Have you ever thought of that? What will happen if Jesus just ends my life today? Where will we spend it? Is it with the birth Jesus given us? Or is it in the eternal lake of fire? That question only you can answer. I can't. I can answer it only for myself. You have to come to realization that this gift was given to you and for me to spend eternity with Jesus in heaven. And someday we'll have the same body as Jesus had. There is no difference. It'd be the same identical. We'd be fashioned like unto his glorious body. Once Jesus comes back for his bride, we'll all be changed. This is the Christmas gift because Jesus came into this world to save those that are lost. And then if you feel you have not Jesus in your heart this morning, if you feel the Holy Spirit prompting your heart, no matter who it is, don't push it off. Make sure you have this great God in your heart. Make sure you have peace with God. Make sure you make this decision before it's too late. Because tomorrow is not guaranteed to anybody. The next minute is not guaranteed. That's why when we turn to Jesus, you have a guarantee. It's eternal in the heavens with Jesus forever. But if you don't, it'll be forever and ever too late. So the Lord richly bless you. Thank you for listening and give you a perfect Christmas time this season. We make you a blessing. Amen.